chapter 4. Now therefore listen, O Israel, to the statutes and to the judgments which I teach you, for to do them, that you may live and go in and take over the land which Yahweh Elohim of your Avot has given you. You shall not add to the word which I command you, neither shall you diminish from it, that you may keep the commandments of Yahweh your power, which I command you. Your eyes have seen what Yahweh did because of Baal Peor. All the men that followed Baal Peor, Yahweh your power has destroyed them from among you. But you that did remain trustworthy to Yahweh, your power, are alive every one of you this day. Behold, I have taught you statutes and judgments, even as Yahweh my power commanded me, that you should do so in the land which you are about to enter and possess. And you shall guard them and do them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. For what nation is there so great who has Elohim so close to them as Yahweh our power is in all things that we call upon him for? And what nation is there so great that has statutes and judgments so right ruling as all this Torah, which I set before you this day? Only pay careful attention, lest you forget the things which your eyes have seen, and lest they depart from your heart all the days of your life, but teach them to your sons and your sons' sons, especially the day that you stood before Yahweh, your power, in Horeb, when Yahweh said to me, gather to me the people together, and I will make them hear my words, that they may learn to fear me all the days that they shall live upon the earth, and that they may teach their children. And you came near and stood under the mountain, and the mountain burned with fire to the midst of Shemaim, and darkness, clouds, and thick darkness. And Yahweh spoke to you out of the midst of the fire. You heard the voice of the words, but saw no similitude, only you heard a voice. And he declared to you his contract, which he commanded you to perform, even 10 commandments. And he wrote them upon 2 tablets of stone. And Yahweh commanded me at that time to teach you statutes and judgments, that you might do them in the land where you go over to enter and possess it. Take you therefore good heed to yourselves, for you saw no manner of similitude on the day that Yahweh spoke to you in Horeb out of the midst of the fire, lest you corrupt yourselves and make you a graven image, the similitude of any figure, the likeness of male or female, the likeness of any animal that is on the earth, the likeness of any winged fowl that flies in the air, the likeness of anything that crawls on the ground, the likeness of any fish that is in the mine beneath the earth. And lest you lift up your eyes to Shemaim, and when you see the sun and the moon and the stars, even all the host of Shemaim should be driven to pay homage to them and serve them, which Yahweh your power has divided to all nations under the whole Shemaim. But Yahweh has taken you and brought you forth out of the iron furnace, even out of Mitzrayim, to be to him a people of inheritance, as you are this day. Furthermore, Yahweh was angry with me for your sakes, and swore that I should not go over Yarden, and that I should not go into that good land which Yahweh power gives you for an inheritance. But I must die in this land. I must not go over Yarden, but you shall go over and possess that good land. Take heed to yourselves, lest you forget the contract of Yahweh your power, which he made with you, and make you a graven image, or the likeness of anything which Yahweh your power has forbidden you. For Yahweh your power is a consuming fire, even the jealous El. When you shall produce children and grandchildren, and you shall have remained long in the land, and shall corrupt yourselves, and make a graven image, or the likeness of anything, and shall do evil in the sight of Yahweh your power, to provoke him to anger, I call the Shemaim and the earth to witness against you this day, that you shall soon utterly perish from off the land whereunto you go over Yarden to possess it. You shall not prolong your days upon it, but shall surely utterly be destroyed. And Yahweh shall scatter you among the nations, and you shall be left few in number among the heathen, where Yahweh shall lead you. And there you shall serve powers, the work of men's hands, wood and stone, which neither see, nor hear, nor eat, nor smell. But if from now on you shall seek Yahweh your power, you shall find him, if you seek him with all your heart and with all your soul. In the latter days, when days of distress come upon you, and if you will turn around to repentance to Yahweh your power, and shall be obedient to his voice, for Yahweh your power is a merciful El. He will not forsake you, neither destroy you, nor forget the contract of your avot, which he swore to them. For ask now of the days that are past, which were before you, since the day that Elohim created man upon the earth, and ask from the one side of Shemaim to the other, whether there has been any such thing as this great thing is, or has been heard like it. Did ever people hear the voice of Elohim speaking out of the midst of the fire, as you have heard, and live? Or has Elohim before tried to take a nation from the midst of another nation, by trials, by signs, and by wonders, and by war, and by a mighty hand, and by a stretched out arm, and by great terrors, according to all that Yahweh your power did for you in Mitzrayim before your eyes? Only you were picked so that you might know that Yahweh is Elohim, there is none else beside him. Out of Shemaim, he made you to hear his voice, that he might instruct you, and upon earth he showed you his great fire, and you heard his words out of the midst of the fire. And because he loved your avot, therefore he chose your seed after them, and brought you out in his sight with his mighty power out of Mitzrayim, to drive out nations from before you, greater and mightier than you are, to bring you in to give you their land for an inheritance, as is this day. Realize this from today, and carefully consider it in your heart, that Yahweh he is Elohim in the Shemaim above, upon the earth beneath, there is none else. You shall keep therefore his statutes and his commandments, which I command you this day, that it may go well with you, and with your children after you, that you may prolong your days upon the earth, which Yahweh power gives you forever. Then Musa selected three cities on this side, Yarden, toward the sun rising. Anyone who accidentally kills someone without hatred might flee there, and that fleeing into one of these cities, he might be safe. Namely, Betzer in the wilderness, in the plain country of the Reubeni, and Ramoth in Gilead, of the Godi and Golan in Bashan, of the Manashites. And this is the Torah which Musa set before the children of Israel. These are the testimonies and the statutes and the judgments which Musa spoke to the children of Israel after they came forth out of Mitzrayim. On this side Yarden in the valley, over against Beth Peor in the land of Sihon, sovereign of the Amori, who dwelt at Heshbon, whom Musa and the children of Israel smote after they were come forth out of Mitzrayim. And they possessed his land, and the land of Og, sovereign of Bashan, two sovereigns of the Amori, which were on this side Yarden, toward the sun rising, from Aror, which is by the bank of the river Arnon, even to Mount Sion, which is Hermon, and all the plain on this side Yarden, eastward, even to the sea of the plain, under the springs of Pisgah.